What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. I am one of the hosts of this weekly podcast, and I am joined by the other host, my husband of 13, almost 14 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. who am I?
That man.
Yeah, that man, and it's him. Marcus ain't on the gram, and Marcus ain't on the book. They're the host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Okay. Thank y'all for joining us.
Okay. So, let's see her. This podcast, it's so many things. We've been doing it for so long, we've allowed it to just make its way into whatever it was going to be.
For real, it has no leash.
It is like,
it's just like we just
an untrained pit bull.
Yeah, at the dog park. It's like, whose dog is that? Running around acting a goddamn fool. That's this exactly. Podcast. We have no control over it.
Yes, but we thoroughly enjoy doing the podcast. Tell them some of the stuff we talk about.
Y'all, we talk about a little bit of everything. We talk about what we want to. We talk about current events. We talk about relationships, family members, parents, jobs, careers. What else?
Our children.
Yeah, especially our kids. We talk about your mama, our mama. we talk about a little bit of any and everything. And we usually say the people that are watching this live can persuade this, and the people that are watching the live right now can persuade this, because that's our immediate family. Usually they're on Patreon, so they see us put this up live every single week. Mm-hmm. And we sit there and we actually comment back to them, so they may skew this conversation in any direction.
Yeah, in any direction.
Some of them get called heifers, some of them call me heifers.
It's all love, regardless. it's so great. And I just want to give a shout out real quick to our Patreon that is watching this live. As we begin to talk about this podcast, you all will find out some stuff that they already know. Yeah. And what's so great is that they're excited about the news.
They're more excited than that than we are.
No. I am. You have no idea how excited I am. And you will see. You will see.
Go back to the lens.
So anyways, we usually start this podcast off with a segment. And do you want to do a Tanksley Pride story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so usually we started off with either an In My Feelings story, where we tell you what's got on our nerves or what's got us feeling good. But we're going to start off with a Tanksley Pride story. Tanksley Pride is what or who we call our children.
Yeah, that's them four boys in there.
Yes. Do you have a Tanksley Pride story? A specific one that you would like to share? Because my husband is the king of giving a vague... Yeah, you know, I love them, you know?
They be a blur of chaos sometimes. I'm like, yeah, they my boys. They do stuff.
They be doing things, and it just, you know...
Out of the Tanksley Pride, the one that I always say looks nothing like me, because he don't, but he acts just like me, more than any of the other ones. That's Kai. He's such an old soul.
He can be.
That is me. I heard him so... Kai still does this thing to where he'll come tell us that he has to go pee.
Yes.
And we always like, why are you telling us? Go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, Sai was going... And they didn't know that we could hear him. Sai be doing stuff where he know we can't hear him, but I could actually hear him. He was like... I guess he was grabbing himself. He was like, mommy, I gotta go pee. And then you could hear the frustration in Kai's voice. He's like, Sai, you don't have to tell nobody. Just go do it.
Why he be picking with my baby?
He picking with him.
Yes, he is. Nerve.
He was like, man, we got to get back to this game. You over here pausing and telling people what you got to do.
Let me tell you, this is when you know your children are bored. We just got installed a state-of-the-art security system to try to keep our family safe. Yeah.
Which is probably going to end up being useless, because don't nothing be happening over here.
That's all right. At least we got it. But it kind of quasi works as a intercom. for the outside of the house because you can speak through the cameras to the person is who's out there. Yeah. So you can hear the person that is the person that has control can hear what's happening from the camera that they're looking through, and then they can speak through as well. So this week I had to multiple times tell the kids to stop because they have been on the control panel talking to each other from the control panel to the backyard. So
I didn't know they had been doing that.
Oh yeah.
I heard him. I could hear him typing on the control panel earlier. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, they have been trying to have a blast. And I was like, y'all, that equipment costs too much. It is not a toy. Yeah. And if you all break it, I'm going to break you.
Like they told us, let it loan.
Let it loan. Let it loan right now. But they have been having a blast with that. They've been calling each other names through the intercom.
I talked to them earlier this week, and it blew their mind. So I was just sitting there staring at the camera.
Because he was all the way at work.
I was at work.
So hours away, and he was able to see. They told me. They were like, Daddy, talk to us through the camera. I was like, Daddy, talk to y'all. They were like, yes, Daddy, talk to us through the camera. That was going to be my Tank Sleep Pride story. My Tank Sleep Pride story has to do with my oldest son, who auditioned against hundreds of sixth graders, hundreds of seventh graders, to be selected for advanced theater. I think they selected about 20 sixth graders. My baby's name was on the list. It definitely blessed my soul. He auditioned for either one. It was either advanced drama or musical theater. He ended up in advanced drama, which I think makes his dad happy because his dad was just so not feeling my son's dance routine, even though we're going to do it on TikTok. So,
you need to remove that other dude's.
It's fine.
See, calm myself.
No, he didn't.
I did. Didn't say nothing about that dude.
So he'll be learning classical. He'll be learning Shakespeare, Commedia dell'arte, which is my favorite form of classical. He'll be learning modern. He'll be working on like acting beats and moments, understanding a script, breaking down a script. So like real acting stuff, which definitely I love. Not that he has to be an actor at all. I'm okay with him not wanting to be an actor.
Actually, more okay with him not wanting to.
No, he's gorgeous, so he could be an actor. But I like the fact that if he were to want to be an actor, he is getting training right now so that he won't be going out here sucking. Mm-hmm. That's truly what it is. Oh, you know what? I got one more Tank Sleep Pride story. And then we'll move on to the meat and potatoes of the podcast. So, as most of you all know, I am a commercial actress, and sometimes I will get auditions, not just for myself, but for the entire family. So, we got an audition late last night for the whole family, and I can't say for what product or for what company, but we get the family downstairs to start shooting. It's a bit of a shit show because we forgot. There.
Yeah.
So it's 11
Angel,
o'clock.
Angel looked at me when I got home from work. She was like, we have an audition. We have an audition. We have an audition. We have an audition. Do not let me forget. We have an audition. She literally said it just like that.
Yes.
And I said, I won't.
11 o'clock at night. Kids are in pajamas. In the bed.
We get in the bed.
No, they're almost in the bed. We made them stay up to take the trash out. I was like, y'all put back on your regular clothes. We got an audition. I was like, put back on your regular clothes. Come on. So we come downstairs. We're looking raggedy as all get out. The audition does not the audition does not allow, it does not call for Amar to be in it.
Oh, guess who starred in that goddamn audition? Ed Food right there.
Amar might as well have been the only person auditioning.
You only see the top of his head the whole time.
You just seeing the curls.
Running back and forth, saying stuff.
And what's really funny is that we just acted as if he didn't exist. Even though he was running around in our world completely, we were just like, yeah, this is not what the scene is about, so...
And we just addressed it up top. We know he's not in the audition, but you're going to see him in this audition.
Yes. I was like, this is my one-year-old, Amar Tanksley. He's not a part of the audition, but he's here. All right. So, yeah.
The whole family was up at 11 o'clock. Like, I didn't have to be up at 4.
The whole family. And we looked raggedy. And then I had the nerve to forget to turn the audition in. I did turn it in. I just forgot. Don't look at me like that. It was due at 10, and I got it in.
When?
At 11:30. I was doing Here's the Thing, and I needed to have done it before. Listen, I be stressed.
I know you be stressed.
Okay.
That don't mean I can't feel frustrated after everything we went through last night, and it didn't get turned in.
It did get turned in, though.
On time.
This is what they get for asking a whole family to audition the day before and be like, can you get this to us in the morning?
Like we would have did it any better.
Right.
We asked for 2 weeks in advance. We got an audition to turn in tomorrow.
We got an audition to turn in.
Wake up. Put your clothes on.
We got an audition to turn in an hour ago. Come on. Yeah. Let's get it shot. We did one in the front yard of our old house. That was just, oh my God. And then Marcus wasn't able to attend the callback, so I'm making it up in the backyard. It's just all, it'd be a mess.
You do.
But that's the new world that we're in. But I'm kind of glad that I don't have to take them all the way to an audition just for them to be the same kids that don't know what they're doing.
I'm so tired. So, again, we was up to, I didn't get in bed till 12 after the audition. We finally got them all together and finishing up everything. I worked out yesterday for the first time in 16 months.
But it felt good to do, right?
It felt good, yeah. I walked out. I probably still look like Michael Jackson by the body, but I felt like The Rock.
Michael Jackson never looked like you, baby.
I'm letting you know what I feel. So after doing that, and I took it easy, but I didn't take it easy. Like, I still did this really strenuous workout.
Uh-huh.
And then getting in bed at 12 and then waking up at 4. Mm-hmm. And, y'all, I'm feeling it today. But, yeah, this time last year, I was barely walking. Back was all toe up.
It was. And I was all toe up for you.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
She was ready to turn me in.
I wasn't going to turn you in.
Back. She had the receipt, like, I'm taking him back.
No, this man going to have the nerve to be snapping.
Actually, I did get the garage gym set up.
This man going to have the nerve to be dang near crying and in pain, but still asking for some butt.
Yeah.
No.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. That was my back.
My
back was good.
For me, it has something to do with it.
I mean, it wasn't good. Everything else was good.
For me, it has a lot to do.
Waist and below was working, just couldn't work.
Nah.
Once I'm standing, I was good. It was just getting into the standing position. So I just, it might take me a couple hours. Once I got to my feet, like, hey.
No.
Come here real quick.
No, not after you'd have been so rude and mean and upset. You ain't getting no tail.
She was trying to toss me around.
I did not.
Not in that aspect, but she was trying to help me, like, turn over stuff. Maybe if I just move, girl, don't you just move me.
I listened to everything you said. I offered suggestions. Had you shoot them down. Had you treat me mean. It was all good. It was all good. Our third host, Amar, is trying to join us. But before we jump into the main topic, I want to show some love to our very first sponsor of today's episode, and they are Third Love. I actually really like Third Love, and I need to order some more stuff from them because I have to say I have not had any other bra or underwear that has felt as comfortable as these products. And that is on 100, no cap. I have ordered this pretty green, almost kind of hunter green lacy bra. And when I tell you, usually when you think of lace, you don't think of like t-shirt bra, meaning you can wear a thin t-shirt over top of it and not get a bunch of like lines and mess. This one is so smooth. The fit on your shoulders is no, it doesn't pull. It's not too heavy. The underwear, and I am not an underwear type of girl. These underwear felt great, and I got the matching set. The thing that makes their fit so good is because they have one fit stylist that are available to chat to be able to help you figure things out. Also, they have you do a fitting room quiz that's super interactive and fun. So they discuss your size, your bra shape, current fit, your breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style. And, it's better than a traditional fitting bra experience because with this one, you can do from the comfort of your own home. So also, the fitting room, which is what they call their, where you like find out what you like or tell them what you like, has helped over 1 million women find their true bra size. Okay, it is time to take a break from your bad bra and fall in love with better bras and underwear. Their love is changing the game when it comes to comfort and style for all your everyday essentials, from loungewear to wireless styles to their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra. They're creating ultimate shopping experience. All new Lounge by Third Love. Third Love is an ultimate go-to loungewear for lazy Sundays on the couch to the weekends outing. Loungewear that's made to wear everywhere. Y'all, I love loungewear. I have been buying loungewear like crazy. Actually, I took a break, but I was buying it like crazy at the beginning of the year. Premium cotton fabrics available in drapey, easy fit sets, 100% French terry, and woven styles from extra small to 3X. All in the quality and fit you expect from Third Love. Also, they do give back. Third Love donates all of their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities in the local San Francisco Bay Area and across the U.S. So, Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now, they're offering our listeners 20% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
For 20% off today. I really do like their bras. Like, let us no lie. Their bras are amazing. And actually, before I go on the tour, I'm going to buy some more so that I ain't looking silly on stage with my bosoms giving me, or the bra giving me four boobs up top. You know how they, the spillage?
Mm-hmm. What? No, I'm just saying, y'all know how, anybody used to watch Home Improvement? The neighbor Wilson, that's how Angel's nipple be peeking over the top of her bra. It's like,
it do. Hey there. My no, nipple like,
Angel,
be.
Angel, get your nipples, man.
It does it all the time.
In not my, with Third Love.
It no, not with Third Love, but with my other bras, I don't know what did happen.
Burn the rest of them bad boys.
I don't know what did happen. I don't know. Anyway, so Marcus made the announcement that.
We're going to just
talk away. Okay. Well, you figure out how you want to.
We starting?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I slapped your arm so you could focus.
I'm back to it.
Marcus was over here on Instagram.
I've been on Instagram a day and a half, y'all. I got to catch up.
This is not the time to catch up.
But so, the reason I have to catch up is because I made the announcement to our Patreon. That's what I had to walk out for. Y'all, God just be working.
Don't we be working, baby?
It's just such a blessing. So we just, like I said, we just bought this house, as a lot of y'all know. And Angel's about to go on tour. However, in order for her to go on tour, it really doesn't work out with my schedule. And God has blessed us enough with everything that we're doing to allow me to be able to quit my job and do this full time. And that's what I'm about to do. I put my notice in 2 weeks ago. My last day is next Thursday.
Yep.
May 27th. So we're going to talk about it, y'all.
So we have been, for at least the past 2 years, talked about, once Marcus made a pivot in his mind about what he wanted to do long-term career-wise, because just like Marcus has supported my career as an actress and as an influencer, I too wanted to support his choice to not want to be full-time doing this. So for a long time, he had been, we're not going to go too in-depth with it because you'll see, we're not going to go too in-depth with some of this backstory. We're going to do more future talk with you all. But the reason why we're not going to do a lot of the backstory because it'll be in the next mukbang that drops for The Bald and the Beautiful. But Marcus realized that the trajectory he was on.
Trajectory I was on, it was not... I had an epiphany one day, and we, like I said, you go check out the mukbang for that. That is like, yeah, this is not what I thought I wanted to do. This is not what I thought I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But it's not, yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. This is not what I thought. I thought this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I thought this is what I wanted to do, but it's not.
It's not.
But then that, so anyway, moving forward, especially Angel's going on tour definitely accelerated this whole thing, which is like,
it was the door opening that we needed. Kev asked me to go on tour. At first, it was a thing like where we were like, okay, we can make it work because in my head, I'm thinking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That means I'm leaving on Thursday night. We just have to have somebody in place Thursday night until Friday evening when Marcus gets home and he'll be good with the kids. Then when I really started looking at these tour dates that Kevin was putting together, I was like,
he's a madman.
I was like, wrong with him. This is a lot of dates, and
Her like agreeing to go on the tour was just like, all right, yeah, we're just gonna work it out.
Yes, but and this is the thing, in Marcus's current job, he can't parent while he's at work.
Right.
It's
not going to happen.
Even if they had access to him by the phone, his current location.
My location.
Too far away.
Too far away, and my job is too demanding.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. We didn't even have a future nanny when I agreed to do the tour. So it was really like, okay, how are we going to make this work?
We was actually talking about that today at work. It was somebody that was telling me there was somebody that used to come in like every single day, like just liquor just spewing out of his pores. Like, he would just party and drink, like, pretty much every night. But you need focus, like, in this career. It's like, you need focus, you need to be able to think on your feet. You just can't have any distractions. But that's one thing, one reason why, once we see how everything, which Angel pointed out to me enough times, how everything's going over here and what we're doing is paying off, is like, it was one of those, was like, okay, this is actually my career. This career is getting in the way of this one.
Right. It was a thing of, I know for me, I was like, I can't do this tour if I'm stressed about my children's child care and their well-being. I was like, that's ridiculous. Once I talked to Kev about the logistics, and because we only, like, we out here trying to big leap, yes, we also don't want to do anything that doesn't make much financial sense, right? We're not trying to lose a whole income just because we're big leaping. Yeah, no, we want
it. How I operate. I need it to make sense.
And so I had to crank the numbers, and I was like, oh, no, this makes a lot of sense. Like, while yes, that would be cute, to have you still working for the rest of the year while I'm on tour, like having your income still.
Yeah, because that was my plan. It's like, okay, we stacking, but now I can big stack.
Right. But it was going to be big stressful.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, it was a thing of, is we doing this or not? Is this what we're trying to do? Me being his wife, I have heard and seen the stress, the depression, the anxiety, all of that stuff that has been closely, and I'm not saying all due to this job, but closely related to his career in the field that he's currently in. So I'm like, if this is something that we've been praying for, if this is the window or the door, why wouldn't we walk through it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now on to, I was thinking about this in the car because when we decided that we want to talk about it today, I was thinking about all the stuff that I'm excited for us to get to do together. So Marcus and I starting an S Corp. So our company, so y'all know me as That Chick Angel, right? That Chick Angel, we get brand deals. That Chick Angel gets royalty checks from YouTube, from my channel. That Chick Angel does appearances on other things where she gets paid. Then there's Angel Lakita Moore, the actress, that gets paid for television.
Well, let us finish what we're doing, boy.
Amar has ideas and opinions.
He does. But that's rude. Wait your turn.
So, Angel Lakita Moore gets paid as an actress, film, television, and commercials. All of that is about to go under an S Corp. And then Marcus and Angel both receive money from the sponsorships that we do for this podcast.
Blogs,
all
the social media stuff that we do together, we also receive income from that.
So currently, the way our life has been set up, it's just been me receiving 1099s, me then doing what is it called?
Yes, S Corp, y'all, not escort as in
what is it called? No, when I do no, I, no. When I file taxes, I claim.
Let's see if he'll walk
is
away.
It expenses? Deductions. Yeah. Itemized deductions. Little Marcus, come get your baby brother. I claim itemized deductions.
Marcus.
As a 1099. So now we're about to flip that. Instead of Angel Lakita Moore having W-2s and 1099s, we're going to do an escort. Have a blast. This baby is like, I'm going to talk to. So. Oh, this just leave it open. So as we build,
I don't know nothing that you just said.
I was just talking about how I get paid currently through W-2s and 1099s. Yeah. Instead, it's going to be an S Corp, and everything that I do, influencer and actress wise, will go into that S Corp, and everything we do together as an influencer couple will go into that S Corp.
As well as me. I got brand deals too, y'all.
He just landed. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he just landed his first brand deal. And then our different merchandising, Mama Likes and Manshit and Queenshit.
When it starts back up, which that can happen now soon.
They will have their own, they have their own LLCs that will go into. So we will then write paychecks to ourselves from those S Corps. So we will now work for our family company. So I don't see it as Marcus no longer being employed. It's just now Marcus is employed by the company we own.
Yeah, that's the biggest obstacle I had to overcome.
he was having a hard time. Because here's the big thing. What Marcus understands and what I understand is that I have been in this industry for over a decade more than he has. So I do make a lot more income than what he is attached to. Like he's attached to, is this going to cause an argument? But half the time he don't know what check that came in from, is this going to cause an argument?
Not a single one. Because in the past I was focused on my career. And I was doing this with Angel, but it was like, all right, that you got that. I'm going to keep focusing over here. And now it's just like, no, now you diving into this pool and you swimming with me.
Yes, 100%. You getting up into this pool and you going to have to completely pay attention and know what's going on.
Right.
But speaking of which, one of the great companies that is making it possible for Marcus to be able to step off of his job because of their sponsoring this podcast is Apostrophe. You guys, when it comes to skincare, people give some of the craziest advice. I know, like, they'll be like, you know, you put toothpaste on it, which I've done if you have a pimple.
Does that work?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I've done it. Baby piss. Put breast milk. Angel, just take your breast milk. Squirt it on your face.
Wipe that baby's diaper across your face.
Listen, you guys. There are licensed dermatologists out there who can give you stuff that will work. Okay? You don't have to take your Crest and squeeze a tube of toothpaste on your forehead. Okay? Apostrophe is a sponsor of this episode, and Apostrophe makes prescriptive skincare so easy. It's a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with board-certified dermatologists who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. And that is what I always have to remind people. When people ask me what I use specifically on my face, I'm always like, listen, this is my skin. My skin is, even in my family, we have a range of different skin in my family. Some of my nieces are a little more acne prone. Some of my sisters and myself, we have more hyperpigmentation. Everybody's skin is different. So you want to be able to get treatment that is tailored to your specific skin. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skincare goals or your skin goals and your medical health. You're going to take a couple of selfies and a dermatologist will create a customized plan just for you. Apostrophe treats acne. They can also help reduce redness, wrinkles, and dark spots. That's what I was talking about, hyperpigmentation. I don't have a lot of time to be fooling around, running all across God's green earth to find the products that I need. I am in a very much so online shopping type of world. So this is why I love Apostrophe. I don't need, when I had these little breakouts here and there, I didn't have to do a whole bunch of Googling and all this stuff. I was able to tell Apostrophe, hey, this is what's going on with my skin. This is what I like to have happen with my skin. Bam, doctor, this is what you need to use, honey girl. Honey baby, here's what you need. And then it was shipped right to me. I didn't have to go nowhere. They came to my house.
She was sitting here sipping mimosas.
Open up, I wasn't, but I did open up open up the mailbox and it was sitting right there. So this is what we want you to do. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code, is this.
Is this.
The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code, is this.
Is this.
At sign up, and you'll get $15 off your I never know if it's dermatology. Dermatology. Wow. Yeah, dermatology. Yeah, visit. I don't know why I stumbled over that. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use that code, is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Show your ride.
So yeah, Marcus was not even aware of like, what money we were making of the things. Like,
and then we looked for a house. Like,
it was all lost
a lot. Your mind.
It was all a lot. It was all a lot for him to be like, how are we going to do this? What? And as well as like our Patreon, even our Patreon plays a part in all of it. So I had to really sit down and show him, like, this is what we're getting from YouTube. This is, and then also even show him, this is what I think also helped him as well. And one of the things that I'm excited about working on with him and watching him work through is that there are a lot of areas where we have untapped potential because I am only one person. And unless somebody else picks it up, I can't do it. at one point in time, you all remember us doing Facebook sketches that were like funny. Mm. People really liked them. We've had a couple of things go viral on Facebook. And Facebook is a very lucrative platform. And now having someone that'll be able to work with me full time or work together with me full time, they're those areas, even with merchandise. And that's where Marcus will be taking the lead on. I have so much merchandise to sell from Mama Likes, but the reason why it hasn't been sold is because I don't have the time or the focus to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
same with Man Shit. The reason I haven't started it right back up is because I haven't had time. I got a batch right now that's ready to go, but I don't have time to complete it.
Yeah.
And that's going to look a whole lot different too. But yeah, it's, go ahead.
No, you can go.
No, that was one thing, like, and it wasn't me us sitting down and her showing me everything that we have, all the different streams of income that we have coming in. Not once, not twice, not even five times. It was like a weekly reminder every time I got anxiety about thinking about it. It's like, all right, boy, look.
I was like, okay.
We're going to go over this again.
I was like, let me show you this and let me show you that. Let me show you this one more time.
And then that's without the... With me stepping away is so many, like, we got the untapped potential. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the things that we are currently doing that I can't take as big of a part in that can also grow.
Yeah.
Even my own stuff, even Man Shit. Like, I need to, like, make that look a lot more professional than what it was. I don't even advertise, y'all. And I had trouble keeping up with orders. The only advertisement it gets is on here when I say it at the very end. Make sure you go to manshit.com, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. That's the only advertisement I do. I haven't done a post, haven't done anything. And I was already having trouble keeping up with the orders, even when I was making them in bulk, a lot at once. It's like it'll sell out right away. It's like, so now I'm, okay, I see what I need to do.
Yeah.
I see what I need. Let me go ahead and get about 3,000 of these backstocked and then do a big advertisement and, you know, and get caught up and stay ahead of that curve.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot more places we can go. Like I was scaling up, trying to scale up slowly but surely. I had my virtual assistant kind of slash business manager. However, I needed boots on the ground. So we diverted that money towards a nanny because it is hard running a business while having a one-year-old run you, while having, you know, six-year-olds need your help, while having 11-year-old who you got to keep an eye on because you don't really know what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to do that.
Sneaky-ass preteen.
Even like... Me trying to I was shooting brand deals left and right yesterday. Praise God for them. But like, it was so difficult. I was having to wait until Lamar. There's one brand deal that I still need to shoot that just is not a good brand deal to have a child in the background for. Doesn't really, even though it's very suited for moms, it's just not the thing that you want a child in the background for. So trying to make sure he's not around so that I can shoot this. It's a lot. So I knew that investing in a nanny was important because my children still need to be cared for. But just like anybody else who works, you sometimes need like that time to just be able to focus on work and not have to cater to your child in that moment. So the same thing now with Marcus coming off of his job, there are now things that he can do that I can't give focus to, that he can completely focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with while I'm excited about the merch, while I'm excited about Mama Likes getting sold, while I'm excited about Man Shit getting sold, I think the two biggest things that I'm excited about, what do you think they are?
One, spending time with me.
Oh, I'm talking about career-wise.
Oh, career-wise. Yes. Taking off on my own path.
Specifically, I'm excited about this is going to be really specific, your Instagram content.
Hmm.
I'm specifically excited about you actually now executing the ideas that pop into your head. I'm the same person, so I'm over here pot calling kettle black, especially here lately because this house has been driving me crazy.
Yeah.
But like seeing you really create your brand,
mm-hmm.
and like creating content around your brand. There's this one content creator, Kier Gaines. He's a bruh. Actually, I think he's out here with his wife right now. He's a therapist, but he has gone full-time influencer, but he uses his therapy background to influence his content. And I kind of saw like the growth. He picked up steam sometime during the pandemic. And it was nice to see him find his way of like, okay, this works for me. This is what I want to do. I'm excited to see that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than our, you know, bigger show ideas, which we're going to do in your YouTube content. I'm excited about the Marcus on Instagram for some strange reason. I think that's because it's easier in your wheelhouse.
Oh, Instagram.
I do. Like,
yeah, when I'm on Instagram, it is effortless. Like, it's like I wish because of Angel, she made it easier for me. But I don't know, we'll see.
The other thing, this is not what was actually in my head, I forgot the other thing. The other thing I'm really excited about is the stuff that we'll be able to do with our Patreon again.
Yeah.
I got really excited about that in the car today.
Patreon used to get all the goodness, and it fell off. But getting that back up and going, and yeah, that stuff was fun.
I was like, oh yeah, we're going to do cooking and conversations, cookouts and conversations. We used to do that heavy at the top of the pandemic when we first started our Patreon. It was easier because Marcus was working from home every other day. So it was easy to be like, okay, 5 o'clock, we're cooking. I used to love being able to put the recipe up on Patreon for people to be able to get the ingredients and to cook along or just to have conversation with us. I'm excited to do that again. I'm excited for us to be able to do the cookout with the music and you showing them what you're cooking. Like, that's the type of stuff I'm excited about, connecting with this community even more.
I've been writing sketches, y'all. Not full sketches. I've been writing the ideas down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because me, Angel would be like, well, that's what you need to start doing is writing out the sketch, come up with the concept, and then I'm like, all right, let's just record. We got this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that's the best anyway. With us, that's our chemistry.
Yes, 100%. Our chemistry works for just give me the roundabout and let's go. Yes, in sketches, absolutely. I think it's going to be fun for us to be shooting these sketches. Y'all seeing us shoot these sketches.
Amara's oldest brother's trash when it comes to water. They done turned the fan. It got instantly hot in here.
Somebody asked, you can do your series movies when the stove lights. The lighting of the stove.
Lighting of the stove.
Is what it was called. We got a stove that lights now.
The nail and makeup shop going to open back up.
Tank's Punches.
Punching everybody's face.
Tank's you know what? That would be a fun Patreon
Everybody getting
series.
Their face punched. Hold on. Let me get this thing.
That would be a fun Patreon series of Marcus, of you. We just getting my different girlfriends.
Oh, you know whose face I want to punch so bad.
Whose?
Q. Queens. Come through.
Queen's face. She'd be like, Marcus. No. So I'm excited about getting to spend, I feel like this community has gotten to know you, but they know me more because I have spent more time with them. I'm excited for them to get to know you more. And more importantly, you to get to know them more. Like, I like when I see a person's name, and you might not ever like this, so I'm not trying to put this on you.
This is the extrovert of Angel. I'm an introvert.
No, but I like seeing a person's name and remembering something about them. you know what I'm saying? Remembering mm-hmm. something that they said in a comment, so that it doesn't feel just like, it's not that they're a bunch of random folk. That's why we call them immediate family, but it feels more family-like when I'm able to, like, even though I know we're going to get to a point where that's not really feasible to be able to remember everything, but just being able to be given the opportunity to try to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. What are the things that you are excited about? Brisha
would be funny.
Oh, Brisha would let you do her face.
One, I'm excited. One thing that's always stood out in the back of my mind, I'm very excited about. I'm very excited about Rothy's and Angel's love for it.
Yes, Rothy's is our next and final sponsor for today's episode. We've talked about Rothy's before, but I am glad to bring them up again. Rothy's is the most comfortable, stylish shoe you could put on your foot. You hear me? Rothy's surveyed thousands of their customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoe is comfy. Rothy's has a unique, seamless design that is insanely comfortable the moment you put them on. You know how you wear your favorite pair of shoes over and over again and they start to fit like a glove? It's like they form to your foot. That's how Rothy's is on the very first time you put them on. And their styles are sustainable and they're made with materials like plastic, water bottles, and they're fully machine washable. So you can literally pull the little insole out and throw both the shoe and the insole into the washing machine and wash them, and they come out like new, smelling good. They have a bunch of varieties in shapes, styles, and colors, so you can always find the one that you would like. I have a pair of blue camo, like a deep, deep, dark navy blue camo shoe that are super cute. And then I have a cheetah print kind of like sneaker that's super dope. You know, I like heels every now and again, but I be needing to just some cute flats so I can get through my day without being pissed off. Rothy's is the one. And they're very cute. They go with a lot of things. And I actually had a really hard time picking the one that I wanted. There was quite a few that I liked. So let's see here. Who better to tell you about how comfortable Rothy's are than a real customer? Lisa L says these shoes are like walking on clouds. And Julia A says there are no break-in periods, no blisters, just pure comfort.
Will y'all be going through blisters with shoes?
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes. They have a shoe called The Point in Black that has sold over 5,000 near-perfect reviews. That has over, 5,000 near-perfect reviews. So this is what we want you to do. Upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags, because they do have bags, from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/argue to find your new favorites today. That's rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay. Your two favorite things, baby.
Well, one thing is something that's always been exciting for me in the back of my mind is doing more stuff, especially on social media with my boys, with my sons.
Mm-hmm.
Even in real life, I was actually just sitting here thinking about that. Other than the weekend, I don't get to have fun with them the way I want to. Because mm-hmm. usually by the time I get home, it's like, all right, we get a little bit of playtime, but mostly it's like time to eat, get ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually me in daddy mode of, all right, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Clean this up. Why does this look like that? I don't like that. I don't like having to be in that mode with them mm-hmm. all the time. I really don't. I know they don't like it. It's yeah. like, I even get the feeling like, oh, here he come, talking about me. So I don't like that. So I do, like, over at the other house especially, I'm going to take them bike riding and stuff like that, or just outside, just playing with them. And all that came to light, really, last year in the middle of the pandemic, when I was home every other day. And then I had a little more time on the weekends because I was on a different project, so it freed up my time a little bit. and just going, taking them bike ride, just doing stuff with them and having that kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to doing that, exposing more of that daddy influencer, especially black fathers is needed. People need that image. A lot of people do it already, but I want to be another one that does it. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that's always been like, man, I want to do more with it. I want to do more with this.
Yeah.
The other thing, again, is me stepping into my own. And because right now, which I don't mind, it's like, yeah, Marcus ain't on the gram, Marcus ain't on the book, I'm Tank. But it's still under that umbrella of That Chick Angel, which has gotten me as far as I am. But I want to be able to break out separate from that and be a twin tower, so to speak.
Why you want to leave me?
I ain't leaving you. I said a twin tower. That means I'm standing beside you.
Just you trying to leave me.
Yeah.
You don't want to be.
Yeah.
You don't
want I want to be able to cuss and not lose no brand deals.
That is always going to be the case. It's always.
But no, that's I want to do that. And it's not ego or anything like that. It's just I feel like it's more of a powerhouse. More than one driving force. You know, a car is more capable if it has two engines.
I think you're going to break out in a different way than what you think.
All right.
I know. you'll be okay with. I'm not saying I know what it is.
Oh, you're just saying you think, okay, I get that.
I'm just saying that you are going to have your own. It is going to be your own separate, but I don't think it's going to look the way you think it might look now. What that is, I don't know. Also, I'm super excited for us to really be able to do more with the Bald and the Beautiful.
Yeah. I do feel like I have been the reason that a lot of stuff has not been done. It's like, and that's like a I feel like that's a burden. Maybe I don't know if I put it on myself, but definitely I feel like I'm a roadblock when it comes to that.
I mean,
Shantae, of course you're going to get more car stuff.
I mean, we definitely have had to move at a slower pace, but that doesn't mean it's bad because of you and your work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It could completely be a good thing. This is somebody who's also going to be put on the payroll. My oldest son, I am actually excited about that. Pull the stuff out of the bag in the refrigerator so that I can throw in stuff. That's one thing that we are going to be doing that I'm excited about is my 12-year-old will be on pay. Well, he'll be 12 soon. He'll be on payroll.
Don't rush this, okay?
It's already rushed. He'll be on payroll. So that'll be good, too, to be able to give him his first paycheck. Well, it's not his first paycheck. He didn't already worked as an actor. But to give him his first kind of steady paycheck. For him to be able to put in his bank account and for it to grow there. I am excited about that as well. This is going to be a really good, it's going to be a great adventure. Also, let me tell you, this might be a little bit of, I don't know, I don't want to call it Keep It Up With The Joneses, but it might have been just maybe some envy. I don't know. But when I be seeing these travel vloggers, I be like, oh, that's what it is. Our vlogs are about to be popping. I'm excited. We might only be in this house working, but we gonna be recording and we gonna be getting that stuff up on our Instagram and we gonna be traveling, okay?
We're gonna do some traveling.
I'd be like looking at them goddamn gonna travel vloggers. I'd be like, I wanna do it, but I can't because
Marcus is fired as hell.
No, he's not. Little Marcus. I want to be able to travel when the world opens back up. And travel vloggers, they be going places, husband and wives, whole family.
Oh, we doing some traveling.
Whole family be going places.
We doing some traveling.
They're like, this trip is sponsored by Delta Airlines. We're going to the Bahamas. I'd be like, what? Meanwhile, we're just like.
Bali.
Yes. Y'all.
Dubai.
Y'all. Mm.
Australia.
All of it.
Down there to Turks.
Caicos. All of it. I'm sorry. When I used to see that, that's when I really hated your job. Be like, we could be going on a trip somewhere right now.
Instead, I'm going to LAX.
To watch the travel vloggers get on their plane.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, I saw so-and-so walking through at the construction site. You know, we had it barricaded off, so the plane got delayed. So We got fine, but it's all good.
Our pastor said it a while ago, and I truly believe it. It's scripture. I actually posted it in one of my latest posts on Instagram, and it says...
Well, while you find that, it was one thing that I realized I was doing.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done before them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 18:19. I just think this is going to be giving us a lot of time to be able to touch and agree and get on one accord about what we're asking the Lord for.
Absolutely. Shamir, we're going to come to Bermuda, and you better say hi. We'll be all up in there. But no, it's one of those, something that you pray for, you think about, you pray for, and once God hands it over to you, don't be afraid to receive it from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things that I pray for. I've written it down, and I realized once God was giving it to me, I was too scared to take it. And I was like, nope, I saw that. I'm doing it. I'm receiving this from you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people get, it's common. A lot of people go through that. It's just like the opportunity's there, but when the opportunity comes, it don't always seem real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just like with this, us literally buying a house and then me stepping away from it. What? Our mortgage just more than doubled.
Right.
Like, it don't even make sense for me to quit my job right now. You, like, must be insane. Whatever you smoking, give me two of them.
Right. Right. Right.
But at the same time, it's just like, no, he has blessed us on the back end to ways that I didn't even see.
Yeah. No, he's definitely, the Lord is definitely, I feel like, been waiting on us.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to be able to focus on making content with a purpose instead of just focused on trying to maintain everything and keep afloat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to focus on bringing content that brings joy, focus on content that brings self-love, focusing on being a light that God is shining through. I feel like a lot of that is going to be possible with you being a part of this. Something else that we're going to do, we're not going to be able to talk a whole lot about it because we haven't done it yet, is because this is the first time me and Marcus will have worked together full time, is that we're going to get ahead of the ball and we are going to work with a professional to help us with our communication.
Mm-hmm.
So that... things, not that, again, you all know this podcast is called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? So we're not afraid of an argument, but I don't want...
It doesn't have to be unnecessary or a obstacle.
Yes, and I don't want it to affect our effectiveness or our productivity.
Mm-hmm.
If we can go ahead and communicate properly at the beginning, if we're going to argue, then we'll know what we're arguing about.
Yeah.
Where a lot of times, sometimes we don't even know what the heck...
Yeah, no, I don't. That's one thing. I've never minded arguing or disagreeing if we're both trying to get to the next rung.
Yes.
We just disagree on how to get there, but we both trying to get to that next step.
Right.
Just being down here stagnant on the ground arguing, that's just stupid.
Yes, like, exactly.
Like when talking business or whatever.
And even with the, and it's even working it out on the side of me wanting to allow him to be a man, for him to make decisions, for him to also feel like he has control inside of this career move, balanced with me having so much blood, sweat, and tears already putting in this and wanting to make sure that my ideas are, not that he doesn't respect me, but making sure that I still feel comfortable stating my opinions, knowing that I have expertise behind them, and trying to walk because that's a very, it's a thin line, because he does have a right to figure out some stuff on his own, as well as I have a right to protect what I've built. So finding out how to communicate in a way that, and operate in a way that both can happen and we both feel honored in the process of it. That he feels honored, that he knows that I don't think of him as someone that is incapable or incompetent. And I feel honored in the fact that he recognizes that I have been building this brick by brick even prior to you jumping on. So just figuring that out. And I'm excited too, because I know we can. I know we can figure it out. That's what it was. What? This is the last thing.
No, it ain't, girl. You don't know how to stop talking.
Him producing this. We're going to take a little bit of a page out of the Fredericks' book. Y'all don't realize this, but every episode I feel like that has been our best episode, Marcus has been the person that has come up with the topic. Every single one. Even when I thought the topic was going to be stupid. You would say it and I'd be like, we'll see how it goes. It's always gone well. So, you know, not that I'm about to make this your baby, because the Love Hour is Melissa's baby, but I'm excited for you to take a more lead, especially since I have to handle the, especially because I handle all the ads.
Yeah.
Having you be able to handle more of the creative side.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I can't talk about Rothy's. They ain't got no shoes for me.
But you could talk about some other stuff. I did look. You could talk about some other stuff. Absolutely. You just be like, no. Anyway, anything else you want to add, babe?
No. Who is that? Ziri Williams? Thank you. Love you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We doing this for y'all.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I don't have anything else to add. We could talk about this all night. But me and Angel were supposed to be going to work out together, but it's already 9:30.
Oh, I'm getting on that treadmill. Even if I 20 minutes on the treadmill is better than nothing.
All right, I might get on the bike too.
Yeah. We going to be working out and working and praying and doing the sex and traveling, raising kids. How'd you get so lucky? All right, guys. Because I'm so excited. You can tell I'm excited. How I've intrigued, ain't you? Can't you? Mm-hmm. You can tell.
But yeah, y'all. So stay tuned. Thank y'all, the people that have saw this for the first time. Go ahead and join Patreon. You get this every week.
Every week.
For y'all that usually view this on Patreon, thank you for jumping over. For everybody seeing this for the live for the first and last time, if you don't plan on joining, it's all good. You can always watch the recorded version.
For $3.99. For free. Yeah. We want to say again a special thank you to our three sponsors, Third Love, Apostrophe, and Rothy's. Please check them out. Use our promo codes as well as the links that we provide either in the video of this podcast or in the show notes of the podcast. Follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Absolutely.
Where he'll be posting more because he's about to be a full-time influencer.
Make sure y'all subscribe to Tanksley TV.
Tanksley TV, which is always in the description box of this podcast. And follow me, That Chick Angel, on all platforms. And watch my new show, Crafts and Cocktails. You can find it on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. And you can subscribe to the Kev On Stage Studios app and see exclusive episodes there as well. All right, beautiful people.
All right, fam.
Thank you, Patreon.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to y'all later, all right? Y'all be blessed. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.